Pope Francis on Thursday received the letters of credence from four new non-resident ambassadors to the Holy See, telling them that financial reform needs to be ethical. Lydia O'Kane reports.
There is a need for financial reform along ethical lines that would produce in its turn an economic reform to benefit everyone. Money has to serve, not to rule. Those were the Pope's words to new non-resident ambassadors who were in the Vatican on Thursday to present their letters of credence. The new ambassadors from Kyrgyzstan, Antigua and Barbuda, the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg and Botswana listened to Pope Francis as he spoke about the financial crisis which we are experiencing that ultimately is, he said, as a result of a profound human crisis. The Holy Father began his address to those present on a positive note by praising advances in various areas. These achievements, he underlined, in fields such as health, education and communications can only benefit mankind. But at the same time, the Pope went on to say, the majority of men and women of our time continue to live daily in situations of insecurity with dire consequences. People have to struggle to live, and frequently to live in an undignified way. Pope Francis explained that in his opinion, one cause of this situation was our relationship with money and our acceptance of its power over ourselves and our society. Consequently, he added, the financial crisis which we are experiencing makes us forget that its ultimate origin is to be found in a profound human crisis, in the denial of the primacy of human beings.
Così la crisi finanziaria che stiamo attraversando ci fa dimenticare la sua prima origine, situata in una profonda crisi antropologica.
He continued by saying the worship of the golden calf of old has now a new image in the cult of money and the dictatorship of an economy which is faceless and lacking any truly humane goal. Our societies, Pope Francis noted, are becoming throwaway ones, and worse still, he added, human beings themselves are nowadays considered as consumer goods which can be used and thrown away. The Pope explained that what we are really seeing concealed behind current attitudes is a rejection of ethics, a rejection of God. And speaking directly to the new ambassadors, the Holy Father encouraged the financial experts and the political leaders of their countries to consider the words of St. John Chrysostom. Not to share one's goods with the poor is to rob them and to deprive them of life. It is not our goods that we possess, but theirs. Stressing the need for financial reform along ethical lines, the Pope noted that it would require a courageous change of attitude on the part of political leaders, and he urged them to face this challenge with determination and far-sightedness, taking account of their particular situations.
Sarebbe auspicabile realizzare una riforma finanziaria che sia etica e che produca a sua volta una riforma economica salutare per tutti.
In his concluding comments, Pope Francis said that the Church herself encourages those in power to be truly at the service of the common good of their peoples. I'm Lydia O'Kane.